Adam West! Hey, kids, Batman!
Dad, that's not the real Batman.
Of course I'm Batman. See, here's a picture of me with Robin.
Who the hell's Robin?
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
I'm Pickle Rick!
Why, you stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder!
You're killing me, Smalls.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa!
Truth is, I am Iron Man.
Wax on, wax off.
It's a bird! It's a plane! It's Superman!
Don't any of you have the guts to fight for blood?
I'm your Huckleberry.
This is my boomstick!
What's that got to do with this show?
Shut your hole!
You're listening to Comic Can Koozie, your weekly podcast for all your kitschy comedy, geeky garbage, and nerdy news. I'm Cole.
I'm Elijah.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Taylor. Great to be here.
We haven't done a new show in 2 weeks because Elijah had some surgery, so he was feeling under the weather.
I was wrong.
Okay.
I had said that at the last show that he had some anal stones removed.
Right.
But that wasn't the case. He had anal reassignment surgery. Yes. So now, where is your anus?
By my left nipple.
Wow. Yeah. So
it's more convenient that way.
Right, just squeeze it out. Yeah.
Easier to see if you finished wiping.
No, so they actually moved the anus. They didn't do like the colostomy bag style. There now.
Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Easier wiping for sure.
Yes.
I commend that. But in all actuality, you had a gallbladder removed.
Yes. It was just overactive for some reason.
Just pumping that bile out.
Has that helped with your acid reflux?
It has. Okay. I stopped taking that medication and I'm good, it seems, so far, so yeah.
So you can start eating some spicy food?
Well, I'm going to introduce stuff slowly.
All right.
So you don't actually know if you're good. You just haven't been eating the stuff that was giving you problems in the first place.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. So I got to reintroduce, dairy and then fatty stuff and spice, I guess, down the road eventually.
So somebody asked me, I went to New Orleans in Louisiana last week.
Yeah.
And somebody asked me, so did you do a lot of drinking down there? And I go, honestly, I did a lot more drinking the night I got back. So the night I got back, you and I hung out.
Yeah.
And that was about the worst. I woke up in the next day and I was like, I think I'm going to be in a coma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds about right.
It was not good. I was actually pretty bad for about a day and a half.
Cool.
Yeah, so that was a lot of fun. Was Taylor here that night?
No.
No.
Okay, I didn't think
so. What night was that?
I think it was
last Sunday.
Yeah, just you and me.
Okay. Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, we were three sheets. You were already a little messed up when I got here. I think you were more sober when I left.
Yeah, that's what happens. It just starts reversing on me.
I think you just started drinking less, and I was just like, "Oh, I'm gonna play catch up. We got this 18 pack. Let's make it all gone."
Oh, it was empty. Yeah,
I think there was two left.
Well, when I left,
there was two beers left.
Okay. Well, I thought the box was still here, so you must have transferred them to your bag because the box was empty. There was nothing in
okay.
there.
Okay. Oh, shoot. Then I might have started on a new case when I got home.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
See, I'm just so new to this radio stuff. I don't know what kind of jokes I'm allowed to make.
I don't know.
Just don't swear?
Yeah, don't
swear. So is butt chugging easier now that you've had the anal reassignment surgery?
God. I wanted to hear more about
New Orleans.
Yeah, I did too. Tell us about it, Cole.
We went down there on, I don't know, Wednesday, and we came back on a Sunday. First day, I didn't have the most amount of fun. Neither did my brother, the one that I live with. We were kind of we didn't really know what we were doing. We were just kind of walking around Bourbon Street and guessing this might be fun, that might be fun. There's a lot of music everywhere. People, mm-hmm. People on street corners, people in bars, just they're everyone's playing music all over the place. As far as like the parts we heard, we had always all been warned about getting robbed and all this stuff. There wasn't a lot of people trying to scam us out of money or taking. Yeah, you didn't see a lot of that. We only seen one guy trying to scam people by asking, by saying, "Hey, I think I know where you got your shoes," you know, and it's a dumb con.
What's that scam?
Yeah,
I think
tell
I know
me about
where you
that.
Got your shoes.
Well, you got them on the street here in Louisiana, and then you got to pay them $10. And if
what?
if you don't, then they follow you and start screaming at you.
Oh yeah,
and I'm gonna try that. Well, I don't.
You got
where did you get your shoes?
I know where you got your shoes, not where you have them. You've got them right here on this street in New Orleans, and then yeah.
But well, here's $10. That's the dumbest.
Well, oh yeah, it's
carnival
like,
game ever.
I bet you $10.
I bet you $10. I know where you got your shoes. And one we seen one guy try it, and the guy he said it to is just like, "Get out of here." That was about it. I ate so many oysters and fried green tomatoes and so much crawfish. The crawfish was in this dish called étouffée. It looks like what North Dakotans think gumbo is.
Okay.
But it's different. Gumbo is much darker and more like a soup, whereas the étouffée is kind of like a stew that you put on rice. That was great. I ate pounds of that. I ate so many fried green tomatoes. The least I'm... eight in one day was five meals. Normally I would have two breakfasts. I would wake up at 6 and have two breakfasts before 11.
Okay.
And then I would eat again at 2, and then I would eat two suppers.
Was
and
there
maybe another supper later?
Was it like street food then?
No, there's just restaurants all over the place. Or we would just make excuses to go and find restaurants.
Yeah.
We went and took a tour of the swamp on this business called Cajun Encounters. We're really low. There was alligators, but it was cold out and stuff. So they were only like the 2 and 4 foot alligators. Like
okay.
the really big ones, they only come up like twice a day when it's that cold out and stuff. They can stay underwater like all day pretty much.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of cranes and bald eagles and turtles and all kinds of cool stuff down there.
There was a dish you were talking about. You're like, when I get there, I really want to try it. I forget.
Oh, turtle soup.
Oh, turtle soup.
Yeah. Not all that it was cracked up to be. I did not enjoy it as much. My uncle told me that there's a different place in Louisiana that we should have gone to, but I'm like, we were mostly hanging out and like in New Orleans, and then we went to a couple small towns on the way to that swamp tour. You know, that was fun.
Is it just turtle meat in the soup?
Yeah, it's this was like turtle meat, and it was like shredded beef, but it was a little more chewy. The meat itself was fine. It was just the flavor of the soup. It was too sweet, or something was in there that I didn't care for. Mm. A little too much for my tongue.
Did you try gator?
Yeah, there was a few places that had like gator bites as like appetizers and stuff. There was places that sold beef jerky, but I didn't but I didn't get that.
What did you think of it?
I enjoyed it. Okay. That was pretty good. I mean, they fried it. It was like a fried gator. Of course it was good, you know. Mm, they had a dipping sauce with it. You dipped it in there. It was remoulade. I probably said that wrong, but it was a nice dipping sauce. I can't eat fried food yet. Oh, yeah.
I miss it.
Well, you'll be back on the horse soon.
No fried food?
No, well, that was killing me before, anytime I'd eat it.
Air fried food.
Air fried, yeah. I've been doing that.
Yeah,
he got me an air fryer.
It's basically the same.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, worse.
Or not.
It's good.
The day before we went down, I was listening to Bill Burr's podcast, the Monday morning podcast by Bill Burr, and he mentioned that he was going to be in New Orleans while I was there.
Oh, yeah.
So
for a show,
for a comedy show. So I texted everyone who's going down there, and basically only my little brother and his girlfriend wanted to come. So I went and tried to get tickets, but they were sold out. And I went to StubHub, which sucks. I'm only ever going to use SeatGeek again because the charges, the fees for StubHub are so high. But I bought three tickets.
Are these like resale?
Yeah, like somebody bought them, but then they found out like, hey, there's one reason or another I can't go to this show, so I'm going to sell them over the internet. And
I don't think I use StubHub.
Mostly it's for scalpers. It's the modern day scalping. So what'll happen is companies will buy up copious amounts of tickets and then sell them at outrageous prices. It's like, really, this show sold out for...
But isn't that illegal now?
I thought scalping has always been illegal.
Well, no,
but
like,
there's a loophole that they figured out.
But like, I thought there was places, like online places, where you can only purchase a certain amount of tickets.
Oh,
like
most places you can only purchase like six max. But, we got to go to the show. The guy who opened for him, Joey something or other, I wasn't the biggest fan of him. He had his moments where he was fun and stuff, but then there was sometimes it was like, man, these jokes are kind of obvious.
Did you know him before?
No, I've heard Bill Burr talking about him.
Okay.
But Bill Burr came on, and he killed it. There was a lady who was interrupting, and he was in the middle of this story. Like, say I'm telling, like, a five-minute story, and I'm, like, 4 minutes into it, and she's just, like, interrupt. She's like, you're not 51 years old. And he's just like, really? Like, you're going to interrupt me to tell me that I'm not as old as I look, or not as old as I say? And he went off on her for a good 2.5-5 minutes, right?
Wow.
And
then
and it was all funny. And then he finishes his story, tells another story, and then he connects something in like this third story to that lady again. So like half an hour later, he rips into her again, right? It was awesome. Like then he at the very beginning, there was this guy trying to walk by people with three beers in his hands, and there was only like, there was no space to walk through between the people's unless they stood up. He couldn't get through. So he starts walking in the first 2 minutes of the show. So Bill kind of makes fun of him a little bit. Not too bad, right? Uh-oh. Guy drinks the beers throughout the course of the show. During the last joke, like the last, he's in his last story. There's a minute, 30 seconds left of this story. This guy gets up because he's got to pee. And oh man, Bill lost his mind there. And he's just ripping into this guy, and like, and I guess he embarrassed the guy enough that the guy's friend left too.
Oh.
Like,
wow,
it was funny. It was a good night. Oh, when then we're walking down the street like 3 hours later. That was my favorite night. That was the night we got really, real drunk. You know, me and my family. There was boobies out on the street. There's ladies like showing their titties and stuff.
Is that a regular thing there? Then
when we were Mardi down Gras. There. When we were down there, it's technically Mardi Gras. They're not doing the parades or nothing.
Okay,
but apparently it's Mardi Gras all the way from January 6th until the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday.
Okay,
so it was technically Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras, but I don't know if that's a regular thing. Chicks just showing their tits or not?
Okay. Maybe.
You know, it could be. But, yeah, we were up there. We're eating supper, and I look over, and I go, hey, check out that chick's titties. And my mom looks over, and she's like, they are.
She's like, that's neat.
Yeah. And then so a little later, and my mom's like, that's crazy, right? And then a little later, another girl starts showing off her boobs. But then my mom's in the way. It's like, Mom, get out of the way. I'm trying to see these titties over here.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your mom joined in for just a second there. Like, oh,
what are you doing, Mom?
And the second one that my mom was in the way of, that's the one you would have wanted to see, you know?
Yeah.
But, decent.
Yeah, that was fun. So we were out. We were drinking that night. It was a lot of fun. We went through this art show. I got Elijah something. I should have brought a picture and show you the thing that I got. I got these magnets. They were kind of cool. And then we're walking around, me and my brothers and their girlfriends, my mom and my pop left. And my brother goes, Cole. And I'm like, what? He goes, is that Ari Shaffir? And I look over and I was like, yeah, that's Ari Shaffir. He's the comedian. He's always on the Joe Rogan podcast. He's kind of famous podcast and everything. And Gabe's like, well, should go ask him for a picture. I was like, hey, man, you do what you want to do. And he's like, I'll leave him alone. And in my mind, I was thinking, that's good, because he seems like a bit of a prick when I listen to him on the podcast. Yeah. You know, like, I don't know. Maybe he would have shot you down. I didn't want you to be disappointed, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It was a great time. It was fun to get back, you know, and just kind of hang out with everybody. And I had 2 days off when I got back. So I got a good 6 days off.
It's nice to have the vacation after vacation.
Yeah, a little wind down.
The day or two to rest, you know. But, it was a great time. I would recommend if you have a chance to go take a trip and you're thinking about going to Las Vegas, maybe consider going to New Orleans instead. They're similar but different, and I had a slightly more fun in New Orleans. I did drink too much one night. I was in the shower, and the next day I couldn't figure out why I had a big bruise on my arm and a big bump on my head. And I was like, that's right. I fell out of the shower and hit my head on the toilet. So don't do that if you're down there. I don't recommend it. Oh, that's another thing I want to talk about. It's actually really sad going down there, like through certain neighborhoods. Like, you think about this, Hurricane Katrina happened 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
They're still cleaning that up. There's still, like, buildings that are just totally ruined. Like, you're going through some neighborhoods and you're just like, oh geez, you know, like that's insane, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely like, you don't think about, we don't have that kind of weather. We get tornadoes and we get like blizzards and stuff, but you know, when we flood, the river comes up and it can go through town and cause damage in people's basements. But like, there was towns houses that are totally destroyed, and it's like, man, why don't they just totally tear them down? Because there's no way they're going to be able to renovate that house, you know?
Right.
The Airbnb that we were staying in was one that was hit by a flood, and they renovated it, and they were able to renovate it. But yeah, that was like, you know.
Did the people who were running it just pick it up on the cheap right after the?
I don't know. I would assume so.
Oh, yeah. Right. And renovate it and then just rent it out.
There was a restaurant about a block away, and there was a bunch of ruined houses near the restaurant, and they had plaques on the front of them. I went and read the plaques. Like, there's like, the restaurant was paying for renovations in some of the houses for cheap housing for people.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, people are doing what they can, but damage was so extensive that there's still, you know, there's still visible signs of damage to the city, you know?
Yeah. Bummer.
Yeah, it's just the way it is.
Thanks for bringing me down.
It was interesting to see. You know, and to hear some of the stories and stuff, like 15 years later, to hear some of these stories.
Yeah.
It was crazy. So, I don't know. How you guys been? Sorry, I talked more than half the podcast.
That's all right.
That's the story time I wanted to hear.
Yep. We hadn't heard much of anything. You probably told me on that Sunday all of this.
Oh, I knew I was going to tell you some of these stories over again. We were a bit loaded.
Yeah.
So. Loads.
Loads of loaded. Yeah.
All right. Taylor, you're back.
I am back.
Two times in 1 month. What the heck?
Yeah, it's feeling good to get back into the groove of things. I've been putting some feelers out. So if anybody out there listening, call Adam, please, at his phone number. I've been watching a lot of videos. I've been getting into books on improv, and I would really like to get an improv group together and hash some stuff out. But all the like, actor friends that I've met or director friends are like, oh, that's too hard.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like, is it?
All right. If you're in the Bismarck Mandan area, you can get a hold of us at
555.
No, 555. ComicCancuzzi on Facebook.com. It's all C's, and then you can talk to Taylor about doing improv with him.
Yeah. Anybody.
There's been a thing I've been thinking about recently. It's not improv, although that does sound like it would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a local company making a movie. They're DNN Cinematics.
Okay, sure.
We were actually in a commercial. Elijah and I were in a commercial years ago that they filmed, and they do an awesome job. But I guess they've already done a movie before, but this is another one. So the tryouts, I believe.
That commercial was for Risque's too.
Yep.
Yeah, adult video
store. It was just Elijah testing all of the products.
The adult video store on the strip outside of Mandan.
And it's funny that ad never came to air for some reason. That's weird,
But I think it's called Sanctified or something. They're making a movie and there's tryouts. And I was going to ask you guys if you wanted to try out. Because they're looking for like cowboys and nuns. And they're looking for extras just to be background people and actual main characters.
So it's a period piece?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Ew.
So I was thinking, like, I think it would be fun if we could all go and try out and be like cowboy extras. or maybe.
Or nuns.
Or, you know, maybe we'll be a gunfighter. You know, I don't know. I thought it would be fun.
It could be fun.
Think about it. Okay. Anyway, that's at the end of this month, though, I think, the tryouts.
Okay.
And it's going to be filmed, though, in Medora. That's the issue, so I don't
know. I'm wondering.
Oh, cool.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might know. I wonder if it's, there's a guy out at University of Mary.
Yeah.
You know, is it him?
Dan Bolinski. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's there's an ad with him talking about it.
And, okay, yeah. Sure. I went to the Grand, and I probably talked about this on a previous podcast, but I went to the Grand for one of his premieres.
Yeah, okay.
And they showed a couple of short films that he has done, and then the one that he shot in Medora. Mm-hmm. It was really cool because they flipped on all the lights in the movie theater, which was a kind of a jarring experience at the Grand because you never see all the lights on.
Yeah, and you're like, this is dirty.
Ew, sick.
It's like Mandan up in here.
Was Pee Wee Herman in here? Ew. No. But he did a Q&A, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we got to meet and talk to him and. Deanne actually had made some props for that film.
Okay.
So, yeah, he's a very good filmmaker.
Yeah, it would just be fun. Think about it. Or if anyone out there, just look up, I think, DNN Cinematics on Facebook, and you can find the information on how to try out for that.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Make our own movie.
I think it would be cool.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
We still have some time. I don't know if you have any pressing things you want to talk about. Otherwise, I have thing to do.
We'll do a whole episode, and I'm going to chop stuff up anyway.
Okay.
Maybe get a couple episodes out of it.
Okay. So let's do your thing then, since you already said it.
Okay. So I am going to test this segment out, and it's called What Are They Selling? All right? So I went through, I found...
You need a jingle for this, Taylor.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are they selling? What are they selling? What are they selling?
That's good. Yeah. Perfect. Keep that in there. So all I did was went through and edited too much information from it. So it will say the name of the product on this one because that's the funniest part of it.
All right.
All right.
And so you're asking not the name of the product.
I'm asking you what this product does.
Oh, okay.
You know, what is it? Okay. Right. That's pretty much it. All right. Hopefully this works. Let's give it a shot here.
Is this the Buttmaster 3000?
All right. Yeah. It's just Logan talking. All right, here we go.
Yeah! Okay.
What gives? You want to do it?
Just wait till you see what I've got.
It's the Wonder Boner.
The Wonder Boner?
Oh, you laugh now. Just watch. You just assemble the Wonder Boner stainless steel rods like this. Find the top of the spine, sliding through the ring on the Wonder Boner, and... voila! The Wonder Boner. My wife would like that.
Simply connect the appropriate size stainless steel rods. Start the spine through the ring, and push through. It's that easy. And the Wonder Boner comes with a polyethylene storage case that doubles as a base and a cutting board. Why go through the hassle of the old-fashioned way when the Wonder Boner makes this easy?
I think me and Taylor got it.
I think the Wonder Boner is a winner. So,
definitely.
Dave, when did you get the Wonder Boner? It's funny you should ask.
Order your Wonder Boner now. Call 1-800-310-3039 and receive the amazing Wonder Boner for just $19.95. The Wonder Boner comes complete with three stainless steel rod tops and two extension rods. The Wonder Boner is the perfect gift for your friends and your favorite chef. In fact, every kitchen should have the Wonder Boner.
All right, that's gave it away right
there. That's good enough. Quite give it away. Well, we'll see. What do you think it does?
Well, I would just like to say that the...
I really don't know. I'm trying to figure it out because it comes with rods.
Yeah, so this is definitely brought to us by Risqué's 2.
Yes, okay.
But I think we're on the same. It has to do with fish, I do believe.
It's a deboning fish. Yeah. He said it's the perfect tool for every chef. And I was like, yeah, I thought that's what it was. When he said that at the end, I was like, I know it. Yeah. It's too easy. No.
Up until that point, did you think you
knew?
Pretty,
I was pretty certain that it was going to be deboning something.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what.
Your cat or your dog?
I mean, it's a terrible name, but it actually makes sense for the product. But I actually kind of want to get one.
Yeah.
Because it looks...
You should do a follow-up.
They are in so much trouble, though. I've already trademarked my wiener as the Wonder Bone.
Yeah.
And I'm going to sue them.
You better. I don't know this. I think that commercial was pretty old, too.
Yeah.
So, as seen on TV. Shoot. You know what I'll make some other ones, but I thought, what did you think of that? Was that all right?
It was fun. Yeah. It was
something fun to listen to a little different. Yeah.
What I'm going to do, talking. I'm going to see if this thing is still available.
Okay.
eBay or something.
I think they spell it Wonder with a W-U-N rather than O-N.
Ah, all right.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe maybe you say Wunderbone.
Wunderbone.
The Wunderbone.
Wunderbone.
Sheesh. I have some news articles, too, unless you guys have something pressing to talk about.
No, nothing pressing.
Go ahead. All right, let's go. So, there's a woman who claims she predicted... this just in. Uh-huh. There's a woman who claims she predicted Harry and Meghan Markle splitting from the royal family by reading asparagus spears.
Oh,
so, Nostradamus.
Very good. I got to find the name of what she claims. She says she throws them in the air.
Oh. Yep.
And she, by the way they land, she observes how the spears are on the ground. And she can interpret them.
From Robin Hood with Kevin Costner.
Huh.
She'd throw bones in a
The bones have spoken.
And then she spit on it.
Yeah.
Wait a second. So is she asking a question? Or is she just throwing it up in the air
she sees it and she interprets it.
So she sees like...
So she's reportedly the world's only asparamancer. She says she's usually 75 to 90% accurate with her predictions.
Damn.
And she writes them down. She goes through her predictions each year and says, yep, that happened.
Does she predict how many people think she's going to be... How many people think she's a dumbass after reading this article?
Well, yeah. Well,
just one.
Here I am.
Just one. Only one.
She says she was able to predict Brexit, England winning the Cricket World Cup, and Theresa May being pushed out as prime minister.
Okay, which are all like 50-50 shots.
So whatever.
What the heck?
What happened with the royal family? I've seen something about, but I don't know anything.
They basically are saying we're done with the royal family.
Yeah, like,
we're
going to move to Canada.
They're kind of tired of paparazzi stuff, I thought, too, because it seemed like...
His mom was killed or something with paparazzi?
Yeah. No, but like, evidently, it seems like with Meghan Markle, they're really mean to her.
Okay.
The press is mean to her. And then the other... Prince
Charming.
Yes. His wife, they're very nice to. And like,
oh, yeah.
You know, look how she cares for her. Look, she's wearing the right dress. Meghan Markle, not the right dress. Mm-hmm. You know, like, just stupid stuff like that where it just seems unfair. I don't really care, by the way.
That's
I'm not.
Unfair.
I don't follow either, the royal family stuff, but that's what I've been seeing.
Just wondering if there was some big scam. So it's just, no, we're just tired of dealing with
it. Yeah, they want to move to Canada and just. Get a little peace in their life.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good not a good plan. They're going to move to a place that knows where they are. You know.
Well, that was the whole thing, too, because they got to be assigned, like, a security detail. And they're, whatever. They're like, where's the money going to come from for that if you're all the way in Canada and not here? So.
Well, from the royal family, obviously.
Here, I want to give you, for this asparamancer lady,
these
are the kind of predictions that she... pokes out, because they're really big generalities, all right?
Sure.
So she says she foresees a real shakeup of the major political parties.
Oh.
Sports and sporting personalities will be embroiled in scandals.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and concerns about global warming will again take center stage.
Speaking of sporting figures. Did you guys watch the Netflix doc, mini doc about Aaron?
Yeah. One episode in. It's a three part, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm about halfway
I've watched it. It was interesting.
I haven't. It's been on my like big banner for a while. I did watch Don't F with Cats.
That was good.
I watched that one too. That one was crazy.
Yeah.
After watching that, I have a prediction.
Okay.
I predict Taylor will be sporting an Aaron Hernandez jersey by the end of the year.
Listen, not
he does like sporting the jerseys of murderers.
Allegedly, and second of all, I actually did look into picking up an Aaron Hernandez jersey. I was going to wear my OJ. My brother Robbie was going to wear a Hernandez. Wasn't there another ball player that murdered somebody?
Probably.
Be a few, yeah.
His name was Hernandez as well.
Broderick t-shirt or something.
Okay.
Matthew Broderick.
He killed
the actor?
Yeah.
When?
In a car.
Yeah, he did, I think.
Oh.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly! It's all alleged! We can't say this kind of stuff.
Handle your scandal.
Yeah.
Ooh, 2020?
2020.
This just in.
10 words you can't use anymore. Just kidding.
A Utah man was in a freezer for 10 years before his discovery. He left a notarized letter behind. Any guess what the notarized letter said?
Tell me they unfroze him and he can tell us tales of the
past. He can tell it himself. No, they were doing a welfare check. Because it was an elderly person, so they're doing a welfare check on the 75-year-old wife of this guy. And they found her dead. And they checked further in the house, and they found his body in a freezer.
Okay.
With a notarized thing saying that, it was notarized and it said, "My wife didn't kill me." What? That was what the note said. And so, so they're like, well, he was 69. So they found him in the freezer, but they're wondering how this woman was able to get him in the freezer. She's in a wheelchair as well.
Huh.
So they're like, we can't, just because he has a notarized letter saying that my wife didn't kill me.
Imagine the notary
they interviewed the notary and they said that gal she's like, I didn't read it. All I did was stamped it and signed it. Huh. That's all. I did not read it.
I get these all the time.
Well, they said that he had a terminal illness, but anyway, they believe that the lady, left her husband in the freezer sometime in like 2009. And the last time he was seen was alive was February 4th of 2009. Anyway, so she's been, they think that she didn't say anything about him being dead because she's been collecting government benefits. $177,000 worth.
What?
Nice. Yeah.
So they were doing a welfare check on the woman.
On the woman.
Yeah, they didn't give a crap about this guy.
They didn't even know about him.
5 years, like, he's probably in there. 10 years. Sorry, 10 years. 10 years. He's probably somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He must have been a real jerk. If nobody did a welfare check.
He had a terminal illness. They had probably just tired of taking care of him.
Yeah.
No. What I'm saying is somebody did a welfare check on this woman, but nobody did a welfare check on this guy. So she was just living this lie. Like, oh, yeah, he's fine. He's just been sitting and he's been chilling.
Yeah, but, well, okay. So evidently she claimed that her husband had walked out on her.
But he's in a wheelchair.
She was in a wheelchair.
Yeah, she was in a wheelchair.
Oh, I thought you said that he was.
Get your facts straight.
Sorry, I apologize. We're making light of these.
So anyway, so she knew about this dead husband in the freezer the whole time. Was telling people that he had walked out years ago, continued to collect Veterans Affairs checks and Social Security benefits.
Not bad.
And there was a note that said, you know, she didn't kill him. So
yeah.
Everything, we're all good. We're all clear. Anyway, the police are looking into it. They're not going to say, hey. Well, yeah. But, I mean, I guess she's dead. So
not much you can really do.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to press the full extent of the law on her.
We're gonna get her good.
All right, I got another one.
20 more words that you can't say anymore.
This just did. A man suffers a 3-day erection after taking bull breeding stimulant.
I can sympathize with this. Okay, go on.
No, I want to hear your part.
Well, you've been breeding with bulls. That's or what.
I don't even need to say anything else. That was you get the gist. All right, but so he'd taken the Viagra for bulls. He had to have an emergency. He had to make an emergency surgery to make the erection go away.
I want to hear that conversation with the doctor.
Drained it.
You are not going to believe this.
So his reason for using the bull Viagra was because he wanted to have a hot and heavy experience with a 30-year-old lover.
And how old was this guy, did it say?
Let's see.
30s.
I don't know. I can't. Well, whatever.
Okay,
I know.
I'm guessing older.
Wait. Old enough to need it. Yeah,
yeah, sure.
His boner was 3 days old.
That is true. Yeah. Some might call him the Wonder Boner.
The Wonder Boner, yes.
I know they call you that, Cole. But I'm sorry, Cole, but your boner does not put a candle to this guy's 3-day boner.
It all ties.
I gotta say,
it all ties together. So it's a terrible article.
I've always wanted to dabble in that.
He's got it. He got the drugs illegally. It says that he had to drive more than 12 hours.
Illegally? Yeah. Do you have to have like a special government thing to get bull stimulant? Like, it seems something that you could just say, yeah, I'm a farmer.
I need this. They're going to say, show me your cow.
We're going to need to see that cow
They asked that, he just showed them the 30-year-old chick.
I gotcha.
Gotcha.
All right, whatever. That was good stuff.
That is good stuff. Another one busts the dust. Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey! Another one busts the dust. Hey! A Utah man had his three-day...
You're frozen.
3-day boner killed by the doctors. But anyway.
Speaking of bulls, the father of the Brahma bull, The Rock, Rocky Johnson, died this past week.
Oh, shoot. I saw something on YouTube that popped up in my feed that The Rock was talking about his father. So that's too bad.
He was the member of the first black tag team championship team in the WWF.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Gotta be.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Awesome.
I didn't look up how old he was, and sorry, I don't know what he died
old
of.
Old enough to know
that. He's also just dead.
He's just dead, that's it.
Neil Peart, the genius drummer from Rush, also died. And I don't know how old he was or what he died of.
Come on, man.
Speaking of that, I had a $10 bet with my father.
Okay.
He said, I'll bet you 10 bucks that Rush played on the song Great White North with Bob and Doug McKenzie. And I said, no, they did not. He's like, yes. Yes, they did. So we had a bit of an argument because I looked it up and it was Geddy Lee, the singer and bass player. Okay. I'm like, that's not Rush. Does Rush not have to consist of at least two members?
If you don't have Neil Peart, you're not Rush.
That's what I said! Yeah. He's like, no, that's Rush. I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so, Pops. So he owes me $10.
I don't know any...
Really, he does.
I don't know any details about Neil Peart's death, but I'll bet if he had a heart attack, the ambulance rushed right over.
Oh.
I knew it was coming.
I can't find how Rocky Johnson... What he died of, just said he died at age 75.
Apollo Creed, maybe? Or
wrestling?
Oh.
Someone's fishing for jokes.
Says the guy! Says the guy!
Oh, Rush!
Jeez.
Neil Peart, 67, battled brain cancer.
All right, well, that's...
Way to bring us down, Adam.
What? We already said he's died. What?
Once I tell you the reason. Great time. We were having great jokes, and then you got to bring cancer in. Well, thanks a lot.
Well, I got no more dead people. Me and Elijah were having a conversation today. We were talking about when you type something into your phone, or if you're talking about something near your phone.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, advertisements for that. So yep. I was talking about this TV show. I was in the car with my buddy, and I had my phone in the center console. I was talking about this TV show that I've been watching called Neon Joe Werewolf Hunter. I've been watching it on Hulu.
Okay, that sounds so awesome.
That was the Cartoon Network one originally, right?
Yeah, but it's not Adult Swim. It's an Adult Swim one, so it's live action. Mm. And it's so stupid. It's like about the funniest thing ever. But
okay.
But it makes sense. I was talking to Josh about this show and how the guy wears neon clothes and his name is Neon Joe and all this. Get home, I get on to the YouTube on my phone, and I scroll down. The first advertisement they show me is for neon clothes, like neon fishing hats and neon stocking hats and masks and bandanas. It's like,
did you buy any?
Of course not.
Well, come on.
But it's like, man, the phone needs to not listen to me.
No, I have an example of one, too.
Yeah, I was out for a week, and Christy got a hold of me saying she had this tea for if I get backed up, whatever.
Poop tea.
Yeah, sort of poop tea. And she texted me this brand of tea. When I went on Facebook, I was getting advertisements for that tea that I'd never heard of before.
Yeah.
And this was through a text.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Same thing happened with the text conversation I had the other day where someone was asking me about DeWalt power tools or Craftsman power tools.
Oh, shoot.
So I got advertisements for both brands, you know.
Mine wasn't through texting. This was just talking with my phone in my pocket, talking with my dad in his kitchen. And this was a while back, and he's like, hey, your mom and I are thinking about getting a new car or a new used car. And I was like, oh, okay, well, he's like, and we don't want to spend, you know, more than like $12,000 on it, you know. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, good to know. And I went home, and then I opened Facebook, and ads are saying, cars under $12,000.
Oh, wow.
What the hell?
Okay, you want to hear something kind of crazy. I found a Reddit link, okay? And they were talking about how you can actually download the information that Google has collected from you. Whether it's from YouTube, Google searches, whatever. Okay. So I'm like, all right, I'll bite. So I downloaded it. Took 4 hours. 75 gigabytes of just text documents.
Gigabytes.
Wow.
I'm like, holy crap. I tried opening it on my phone. I don't think that's the way to do it. You probably want to do it on a PC. But 75 gigabytes Google has just collected on me. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't able to read a lot of it. It was a lot of coordinates. So I'm guessing maybe they're, you know, tracking my progress.
Your whereabouts.
But that's another thing. I don't know if you guys, who you're insured through, but I'm with State Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, if you get this little chip and put it in your car, it's a drive safe and save discount. And I'm like, okay. They're like, you can save up to however much it is. I'm like, all right, that sounds good. Well, how it works is that little chip interacts with your phone. But you have to leave your location services on at all times with the phone.
Sure.
Drains the phone's battery like nothing else.
Yeah.
Okay? So I shut it off. But I'm like, wait a second. What are you guys doing with this information?
Well, they want to know if you're speeding and
I
whatnot.
I get that, but it's like there's no way they're not selling this to people to see where you're going at all times.
Well, sure.
I'm like, no way.
You're getting a discount.
And they're selling
information to some other party. Yeah.
Let's go back to the phone thing. I don't understand how who's going through my texts.
Yeah.
And then collecting that or listening directly through your phone.
Well, you have Android. So that's a Google company.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it would more likely be Google that is.
Okay. I suppose
taking that and we should do an experiment.
AI.
Let's talk about something totally weird. We all have our phones on.
Right, like
ukuleles.
Let's talk about ukuleles.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys into four strings or five strings?
I didn't know there's a five string ukulele. Although a four stringer, I have one. There it is.
There's his ukulele.
But I want to get.
All right.
Let's say I want
ukulele.
I want to get a red ukulele, and I want it to be under $100.
under. I think we should make the search for under $300.
That's an expensive ukulele.
Okay. Ukulele. Yeah, under $300.
All right.
For a ukulele.
Well, yeah. We got to make sure our phones know we're talking about a ukuleles.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Now,
what are we on?
Ukulele.
So, how long are we going to get let this broil?
I think, honestly, I think we could simmer. Probably stop talking about this now. Okay. Go home, and within an hour, we'll have
an hour. Go. Okay.
It's I think within an hour.
So, where do you think it's going to pop up? What are you going to look
at? Maybe Facebook.
I'm going to be on YouTube.
Okay. YouTube, Facebook.
Anything that has commercials. So Hulu would probably air. Hulu's been doing a lot of commercials specifically for one show lately.
Yeah. Okay.
Like some.
Yeah, that's a good experiment. Whatever. Red ukuleles under $300.
What color?
Red ukulele.
So
under
Under 300.
So I think those are the three terms we got to look for. So are we going to get advertised for stuff that's red? Ukuleles and things that are under $300.
We're on a budget.
When I'm talking about this stuff, it's pretty specific. It comes up very specifically on the product we're talking about.
I have no doubt a picture of a red ukulele that is priced under $300 will appear on there.
Then what are we going to do?
We're going to not
buy it. We're each going to buy one.
We obviously really want it.
Oh, yeah.
We keep talking about it.
We're going to learn how to do this, and we're going to go to Hawaii and start a van.
Cool.
That sounds all right.
It has to be in Hawaii.
Yeah, it's warm.
And we're only going to play mariachi music over the ukuleles.
Okay.
Oh, we're the most hated group of all time.
Well, I mean, we could have said accordions. Yeah.
We could have.
Oh, shoot.
Red ukulele. All right.
All right.
And the next cast, we'll
report back.
See if any funny, weird things have happened with our red ukuleles under $300.
And
I'm hoping Wish, because I'm open Wish when I get home.
Oh.
See if Wish comes up. You know, and Wish is one of those places. That's a strange place.
I went down some really weird holes on Wish.
Have you done the...
I've not checked it out.
Check it out, because you can find some...
Wish is awesome, but...
So, I had ordered 4 Ninja Turtle action figures for 80 cents. I'm
Yeah.
But then I got an email a couple minutes later saying, we'll let you know if you got this item for that price. I'm like, wait? It's like only one at that price. So, you have to like snag it before somebody else does.
Oh, okay.
So, I didn't get it.
Oh.
I'm like, that sucks.
Mm. What was the other price?
$5.
Well,
we'll see.
It's the shipping that I always pay attention to on there. Because I'm like, hey, this is a free item, but then it's $12 shipping something like that. But there's very strange items on Wish. And one of the weirder ones that I've come across recently is a home dental drill.
Get it?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking, why not?
I've also seen advertised tattoo laser removals.
Hmm.
And it's like, why would you do that on yourself?
Yeah.
But maybe you could.
I think you can buy the tattoo equipment on there first, and then after you tattoo yourself, you can order the laser removal products.
And what's with all the sex stuff?
I don't know.
It's like super like.
Well, I mean,
heavy with
it.
That.
Knows you've been looking at. But that is the problem because I'll be
Taylor's
like,
been looking for
I'm
butt like, plugs
what
again.
What the hell is this item? And I'll be like, all right, I gotta look at it because it looks funny. Now I'll click on it, and then it starts giving me suggestions of items that are similar to it.
We should. I've seen.
This
a lot
is another experiment. Everyone can hop on Wish.
I've seen people do Wish reviews, and I think it'd be funny to do like the top 5 sexy products. Yeah.
I actually did order some Wish stuff. I guess I could have talked about it.
Sexy stuff?
Well,
I don't talk about it.
I guess.
What do you mean? Well,
it
some people
sexy.
Might
see.
Oh, it's okay. It's a penis enlargement device. No, it isn't.
It's underwear that have magnets in the crotch. I ordered it because the picture just showed this guy with like an unreasonably huge boner claiming that this underwear did it, and it was a free item. And I was like, yeah, all right.
Well, for free,
I must sit in there. And I but I got them. I put them on, but they're way too small. You know, I was like, I probably need like 2XL because this is Chinese
folks are small.
Little people.
Your kid's only 10. Does he need someone?
Yeah, of course he needs those.
You, you know, I have come over here and one night you guys said, let's jump in the pool, and you handed out just swimming trunks to everybody. That should be a pair that you hand out to somebody.
Okay.
Here, put these on. Your magnetic
things. Let's see what happens.
They'll just drag him to the bottom of the pool and drown them. Just pull them right down.
I ordered like a drone off of there.
Yeah,
that I had flown around a little bit. You'd seen it, didn't you?
Yeah,
I can't remember. So. Yeah, it worked fine. You know.
See, I had ordered a backpack for our trip, and it said it was supposed to be here by a certain time, and never showed up. So I contacted them, and they're like, we'll just wait a week. So I waited a week, still didn't show up. And I'm like, well, what's going on with this? So I emailed them. They're like, do you want a refund? I'm like, yeah, I want a refund. And everybody I spoke to says, yeah, you're going to get that item. I'm like, what? It showed up. So I got a refund of $30.
Yeah.
And I got to keep the item.
Now, for a while,
like, yeah.
For a while there, they were having some shipping issues, I think, because I kept getting emails asking me, have you received this item? And I'd say, no. And they'd be like, oh, okay. Well, it should be coming. Just hold tight and then contact us if you don't receive it.
And I'm sure you only get so many refunds a year, you know. But,
probably.
But still, I was like, that was a $30. Well, I'm sure it was not a $30 backpack. No. But so I just refunded
it. But you were
it.
Willing to, was it worth $30 to you when you received it?
Yeah, it's exactly what I wanted it to be. Okay. So, yeah.
It wasn't super tiny.
It is a smaller backpack, but I anticipated that. So.
Okay, yeah.
For sure.
So, Elijah, you have something you want to do.
Yeah, well, I don't have a name for the game yet. Taylor, you come up with something.
I thought it was just fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank.
There you go.
Sure.
Movie fill in the blank? Isn't that it?
Fill in the bleep.
Fill in the bleep.
This is kind of a test game. See if we can do it again. I took, right now I got 13 clips. They're all well-known lines from movies.
Okay.
Now, what I did was I bleeped one word out of the line or sentences.
And they're not swear words.
They're not swear words.
They're just a
definitely
bleep.
Not swear just words.
None of them are a swear word.
Right, but I only have the bleep ones. I don't have the unbleeped.
Okay.
So we can't listen to the original. Actual. Well, you just have to take my word for it.
You son of a...
Like,
all right.
Prove it!
But
I'll do my best impression of whoever it is.
Most of these are well-known, so they're going to be pretty easy.
Okay.
The other thing is, I'm playing these off my laptop, and they're just through one program. They might play next to right back-to-back, so I'm going to have to be pausing and stuff.
Okay,
so
okay.
Bear with me.
Oh, this is all one sound file that you're playing? Is that what you're saying?
Or is it just going to play into the next
one? Yeah.
Okay.
That's how it does.
All right.
And then they're all in alphabetical order. So do you want me to tell you the movie?
No.
No, just play it. Just and we'll play see it. If we I we'll see if we can guess the movie.
Yeah.
All right.
Double.
Let's do that.
Double.
Okay.
And here's the character's name for bonus points.
Here's the first one.
You can't handle the truth.
A Few Good Men.
Son, we live in a world that has walls.
What was the bleep,
those walls
though?
Have to be coming. Guarded by men with who's going to do
guns.
It?
Those laws have to be guarded by men with guns.
World that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with. Who's gonna do it? You.
Wait.
Yeah.
Okay. It was guns, right?
Yeah. It was guns.
Okay.
I wanted to say balls.
That would have been a good one.
It would have been a good one. All right.
Because it would have rhymed.
Yeah. Walls and balls.
The very first word is bleeped.
Okay.
So.
100% of the time, it works. Every time.
100% of the time it works every time. That's from Anchorman.
No, it's 60% of the time.
60%
of the time it works. Because that's the joke. If it works 100% of the time, it works every time. Yeah, and it's just...
it works all the time,
It just
right?
works all the time.
Anchorman, I don't know the character's name, but I think it's Paul Rudd that plays
Paul Rudd,
him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, you are correct. It was 60.
I can't really remember anyone's... I think there was one guy named Brick.
Yeah, right? That wasn't him, though.
I was like, I love Lamp.
How about him Steve Carell?
Yeah.
All right.
I can't remember Paul Rudd's Third character.
One. My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my...
Revenge, gladiator.
False. Vengeance.
I will have my vengeance.
You want to hear it again?
Murdered son?
No. Okay. But it was Gladiator, right?
It was Vengeance.
It was Vengeance. Yeah! Fuck! Sorry, fuck what?
You call!
Man, this could be hard to go back and find them all. Alright.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a
gangster.
Good fella.
Gangster.
Damn it. That would be Ray Liotta from a little movie called Few Good Men.
Goodfellas. Henry.
Few Goodfellas.
What's his name? Henry.
Yeah, it was Henry something.
God damn.
Henry.
Who cares? Henry, who cares?
All right. As far back
as I could remember.
All
right. Donnie.
Yeah.
Goss German here wants to dock the country.
Ooh.
Jim.
Is that Brad Pitt?
It is Brad Pitt. That's from
Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah.
I don't know that what he says there.
All right, play it again if you can.
Whoop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Goss German here wants to dock the country. Jim.
Blank him.
Oblige him?
Yep.
Yo, that's a good one. Yep.
You're good.
Take your paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
Charlton Heston from Planet of the Apes. Get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty apes.
There you go.
Taylor. Stinkin'. Taylor was the name of the
Taylor for the win.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
Oh, yeah.
You killed my father. To die.
Prepare.
But I was hoping he was going to say, he was going to bleep a different part, so it would sound like you fucked my father.
That was Princess Bride.
Yes.
And he said his name. But the guy who plays is his name Manny?
I don't know.
The actor? I don't know.
The actor.
He was in he's a great Broadway actor. I've never seen him perform Broadway, but that's where he came from. He's also in a TV show.
How do you know he's great then?
I don't know. Well,
you've
he's
heard.
Acclaimed. I've heard he's a great Broadway actor.
Okay.
And right. He was in a TV show I really, really liked called Dead Like Me.
I remember Dead Like Me.
It was a good show. I liked it a lot. Did not end well, but...
He played Rube?
Rube, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yep.
Yes, sir.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice...
Okay. Hannibal Lecter?
That's the thing you should have bleeped.
Is that... That's from Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep, Jinx, now you gotta shut up.
Gladly.
We're gonna have to hear that one again.
I didn't even hear that at all. Sorry.
You should have gotten more obscure with Super Mario Brothers the movie.
Well, I didn't want to make it too tough, but I think this one.
But we know
easy.
Super Mario Brothers the movie.
Of course.
He told me you killed him. I am your father.
Just Luke?
He told me you killed him.
Return of the Jedi.
Darth Vader.
Jar Jar Binks.
Although I think this one.
No, I am your father. He does not.
He never says, Luke, I am your father.
No, he says, no, I am your father.
That's right.
You're trying to screw us.
I was.
No, that's a good one because that is one that everyone always says, Luke, I am your father.
Yeah. Yep.
Thanks to Tommy Boy.
No, not.
I will look for you.
I will find you.
And I will kill you.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Liam Neeson, Taken.
Yeah.
And then. No, just Taken.
Oh,
Liam Neeson.
I will find you,
Taken,
and I will kill you.
And then it's going to be Doc Holliday.
Yep. I will find you, and I will kill you.
All right, here's the next one.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Cole's going to get this one.
Why, Johnny Ringo. You look like somebody just walked over your grave. Fight's not with you, Holliday. I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish. Play for remember?
Play for pussy. It's blood.
Yep.
Play for candy.
People are going to be listening to this podcast and wondering, or this radio show rather, and wondering what we are saying with all the bleeps.
Oh, which word did he say?
Two games then.
It's a two for one.
A game within a game.
Sorry. I forgot that we were going to be maybe splitting these up.
That's all right.
Play for blood.
Yep. Two left.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Well,
that's the same one.
That is.
The greatest trick
the devil ever pulled was the world. He didn't exist.
He's convincing the world.
Yep.
Which, this was Dogma?
No, it was The Usual Suspects, Verbal Cant.
Oh. Yeah.
Also Kaiser Soze. Yeah.
Kaiser Soze. Nice.
Maybe
way to spoil that. I haven't seen that movie yet.
Last good one from a classic.
Lions and tigers and oh my.
Lions and
bears?
Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my. But yeah. What movie is this?
Shut up, Taylor.
Do you not know?
It's in my head. What is it?
The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that movie.
Just the second one, Return to Oz, right?
He just saw The Wiz. That's it.
The Wiz.
You know, I remember going to, what was it?
To the bathroom.
It burnt down. Whatever movie that you could get wooden nickels and stuff there.
Hollywood Nights.
Right? Hollywood Nights, but there's something before that as well. Anyway, that
was the staircase that went upstairs.
Yeah, that location. I remember going in there, and I was like, I'm looking for the wizard. You know, the movie about the Nintendo game.
Yes, of course.
So the guy's like, I got it. And he grabbed it, and I brought it home, and it was The Wiz. I was like, what the hell is this?
That's awesome.
Man, that would have been cool to work in a video store. Just because you're giving somebody a tape. How many people looked at their cassettes before they brought them home? Nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah, that happened a few times.
Yeah.
What is this?
I remember that. Yeah.
Well, you should have read the label.
The Wizard. Isn't that on something?
Like streaming,
Prime,
you mean?
Or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even looked.
Saw it on something recently. I was going
to. I got a great segue since we're just going for it.
Okay.
Lights, Camera, Symphony. I went to the symphony.
Yeah.
And I had gone to one before. There are so many old people there, first of all. That's my biggest complaint. There's so many old people at the symphony, but I understand. So they did music from the movies.
Yeah.
And I was real excited.
Do they have a guest come in? Do they always have a guest person?
Not this time.
Okay.
So we had gone to it, the first one, really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, I'm really going to enjoy this again because it's, you know, music that I know.
Mm-hmm.
The arrangements were terrible.
Really?
The musicians were fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But how they decided to mash everything up and move things around, I didn't understand. Music and movies are supposed to help tell the story. So in my mind, I'm listening to this stuff, and it's like, where are you going with this? It's all over the place. They did The Empire Strikes Back. If you're playing music from that movie, what are you going to start with? The Star Wars opening, right? No, they started with something else, and they kind of swerved all over the place, and it was just like, what are you guys doing?
I want to guess a few that they might have done. Jurassic Park.
They did that last year.
Oh, okay.
So this year was John Williams. They did Empire Strikes Back. They did I Was Irritated.
Wait, I want to guess one. The song from Fight Club, This Is Your Life.
No. Where Is Your Mind? Just kidding. No, but I don't know. It was just sort of all over the place. And then they did Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
Just the one song.
Beauty and the Beast.
And I swear to God, there was this guy on the wood block. Every four beats. And it just like took you way out of it. It's like, da na 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 na. It's like every time. And it's like.
That'll be
could you tone it back? And Deanne had made mention. She's like, well, maybe. They kept effing it up, and then somebody's like, you guys can't keep in time. We're bringing out the block. All right. It's just like,
When was this performance?
Last Saturday, so it'd have been whatever.
That Those are usually filmed, so at some point it'll show up on, like, PBS or one of those, whatever those channels, the 4 or 5 that you get
for
free.
Listen and be like, there's the wood block.
I was interested in going to that show, but
and we also sat further back, so the tickets were a little cheaper.
Yeah,
and it makes sense because I'm thinking that the music isn't hitting you all.
Oh God,
hitting you all the way, okay. And the balcony is setting above you, so you don't get the speakers.
Yeah,
so it seemed a little quiet. Didn't seem as impactful as the last time I went, but it was. Again, very talented.
Talk into your mic, Cole.
We need to bring the fart mic back. It seems. But how many points would I give it? I don't know. I'd probably give it a good four. I'll give it 4 out of 5. Great musicians. Just weird how they arranged it. Didn't care for that. That works.
Well, maybe they played like the whole score on some of these rather than just the exciting parts that you remember from them. Because the sheet music goes forever and there's all these little
yes.
that you don't pay attention to. And until like a spaceship comes, I'm going with Star Wars.
It's Star Wars. It starts out.
And I was just expecting to get hit in the face with that. The one that I thoroughly enjoyed that they did such a fantastic job with going through everything was the Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
Fellowship. Like they did fantastic with that. I'm like, that's how it's done. And then that movie
had music?
Of course it did. Of course it did.
I can't remember those movies. I never finished them.
But then they ended the show with The Lion King. And it's like, why are we ending with this? Because these songs are meant to be sung with the melody. And it's just like, okay, it's weird that you would have ended with this. You think you would want to something epic.
Danny Elfman stuff before?
I don't know.
That would be cool. I'd like to see that.
I want to say that they may have. I would think like... specifically around Halloween, they probably would bust out some Danny up. I would love to go to an Oingo Boingo show.
Yeah.
I heard that they were getting something back together. Yeah. Danny Elfman's in Oingo Boingo. So, you know.
Yeah.
He's the guy who played the red ukulele for under
$300. Oh, yes! The red ukulele!
For how much?
$1,000.
$300. That's an expensive ukulele!
Some would say it's reasonable.
We'll find out. Play some ukulele.
There we go. She doesn't listen to you.
Hey, Alexa, shut up! Turn on the fart fan!
All right. Well,
okay. Well, I think that wraps it up.
What is she still going?
Yeah.
Hey, Alexa, enough!
So, for Comic Con Koozie, I'm Cole.
I'm Elijah.
I'm Taylor.
I'm Adam. Alexa, stop!
So this red ukulele that I'm going to be getting was about $150.
But you're willing to go up to $300.